You know, Brother Emil, I think you hit on a very good point that we see over and over in chapter 7. This issue of I that Brother Chuck brought out earlier. As long as you keep trying to use that operating system, it's going to print out the garbage. That's why the Apostle Paul says, I know that in me dwells no good. I don't know how to perform it. For the good that I would, I do not. And you see this conflict, the only way that the new operating system, the new man, the new nature here, is going to be able to function and drive the peripherals, the printer in your example, is when we allow the Lord Jesus through the Spirit of God to activate and run the new operating system, the new nature. He is sufficient and able and competent to run that new operating system, because according to Peter, we have been made partakers of the divine nature. It comes from God himself. And so if we're going to get away from that old operating system that is in us, that if we flip the switch, is going to still put out garbage, if we're going to get away from that, it's only going to come from us fully surrendering and allowing the Spirit of God to operate that which is new in us. Now, I want to just make this connection, and if you would, turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And this is a summation here where Paul says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, there's no magic to the Christian life. As we've been saying all week, God makes it so it's understandable to us so that we can carry these things out. If we are not occupied with these good things that the Apostle Paul is written here, if we're not taking in the things of Christ, reading the scriptures, praying, being in association one with another, that means not only, you know, as young people getting together, but it really means when the saints are gathered together, that I find myself there in the prayer meeting, in the Bible study, the Lord's Day, young people's meeting, that when I am saturated in the things of Christ and the Spirit of God effectively is using these things to drive the new man. And if we don't, we're going to fill it with something else, because that's how we are as humans. If I'm not taking in the things of Christ, I have the need to take something else in, and that's going to be the old nature. And the struggle will be greater and greater between what is old, the old nature, and what we have been given new in him.
You know, our time is gone. I want to recap. Two heads, okay? Two heads we just looked at. Two natures. And I want to draw your attention to the fact that in verse 24, maybe you've been in a state that you know is wrong. I want you to understand that when I got saved, my standing was changed. My standing is in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful thing. But my state can be that which where I get away from me. This man that is speaking here, and it's a word picture of a man in the Roman times with a dead body attached to his back. It's a terrible thing to see. This is why he can say, oh, wretched man that I am. Can't you just hear the apostle and the expression and think of someone that was sent down this Roman road and with a dead body attached to his back, he cries out. I think this is a cry. I don't think these are words that were not emotional. Oh, wretched man that I am. Let me tell you what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, who shall save me again? No, if we get away from the Lord, we don't need to be saved all over again. We need to be restored just as David did. Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. David had sinned. Maybe there's a young person here and you know the life that you're living is dishonoring to the one who has died for you. It's a wonderful thing about these conferences. Number one, people get saved. Number two, many of us experience that time of drought in our life. And at a conference just like this, realized, Lord, I want you to come in. And I need to know not just your salvation now, but your deliverance from me, that I might be here for you. Oh, wretched man that I am. It's a person. It's not new teaching now. It's not something that's never been known. Deliverance comes from a person. And it's the same person who saved us. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Here we are. Young people, we're going on the mountain. We're going up on the mountaintop now. We're not going to leave in the valley. I thank God through Jesus Christ. John emphasized it over and over. Doesn't say Jesus Christ, my Savior. He is that. We know that. But oh, he's something far more than that. He's the director of my life. He's the CEO. He's the one who wants to have complete control of everything we do. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law or the principle of sin. May the Lord encourage you. I thought as we were speaking a little earlier, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What a wonderful thing. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. It is not enough to just know the word of God. I may pride myself in how many verses I know. Wait a minute. Am I listening to them? Am I living by them? That's the real test for us today. So as you go to your rooms tonight, I trust that in fact there would be a good time as you get into chapter 8, okay? Yep, quickly.
30 seconds. Jesus Christ, our Lord. We've been emphasizing this, but we've been emphasizing it from the point of view of lordship. And I just want to say, here comes this man of Romans 7, and he can find nothing, no power within himself to do what he knows is right. But he has a relationship, and that's the word. He has a relationship with his new master, his Lord. And you know, young people, let's not forget, we have a wonderful relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. We can depend on him. He loved us so much that he laid down his life for us. And now we can depend on him in relationship, fellowship with him when we're close to him. And it's when we're in nearness with him that we find the energy and power, as we're going to come in Romans 8 tomorrow, to be able to live this
newness of life.
Live in newness of life. And so relationship, let's not forget, not just Lord, but relationship. That was 45 seconds.